USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump stepped out onto the White House lawn just as protesters were being pushed away from the perimeter of the White House. He said he believed in the peaceful protests around the country, but he also had every intention of stopping those who were committing crimes.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
President Trump also said he's taking immediate action and threatening to deploy the military if states don't send in the National Guard to stop protesting.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans.
Keep yourself updated right here. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Governor Andrew Cuomo warned New Yorkers gathering in ongoing protests that it's not time to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory during these mass gatherings.
And at the same time, we have a fundamental issue, which is we just spent 93 days limiting behavior, closing down, and now mass gatherings with thousands of people in close proximity? 1 week before we're going to reopen New York City? What sense does this make?
Both Cuomo and New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said they're worried about a spike in coronavirus infections from the protest, but they are encouraged that the infection rate has already dropped to new low levels. The Supreme Court upheld the composition of the oversight board created to help Puerto Rico through its fiscal crisis, rejecting claims that the members' appointments violated the U.S. Constitution because they were not subject to Senate confirmation. The decision from the High Court was unanimous. Keep yourself up to date at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Notre Dame's Cathedral Forecourt is being opened up to the public for the first time since the devastating fire of April 15th last year. The body overseeing the Gothic structure's restoration issued a statement saying the reopening was made possible after several deep cleaning operations took place to remove toxic lead dust from the large forecourt. Dozens of tons of lead went up in flames during the fire, sending tons of poisonous lead dust onto the grounds. The inner cathedral is still closed and will be for several years during renovations. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo will join senior clergy to visit the area this afternoon, and to protect public health, the site will continue to be regularly cleaned and samples also taken for monitoring and analysis. Many states have yet to spend the federal funding they received more than a month ago to help with soaring costs related to the coronavirus crisis, locating governors' arguments that they need hundreds of billions more dollars from U.S. taxpayers. Plans from governors or lawmakers on how they plan to use the money found that only one-third have started distributing the money. The reasons vary. Some governors want permission to use the federal aid to plug budget holes after business closures and stay-at-home orders eroded the tax revenue that pays for government operations. Others are holding back because they fear a resurgence could mean another wave of expenses. Congress approved $150 billion for state and local governments in late March as part of the $2.2 trillion response to the outbreak, and the money was distributed almost immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.